Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Dr. Bessie at the Roundtable. Hey, it's a great morning this morning. The sun is out. It's absolutely gorgeous. I have an opportunity to be in an area that's in the mountains, and it is absolutely a wonderful view, wonderful energy, just to be this high up. Elevates the mind, elevates the spirit, and we just want to thank God for it. Morning, I wanted to let's get with Cynthia here. Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. I'm absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for asking. Just awesome. Thank you so much, and I understand what you are is absolutely as awesome as the day appears. It is going to be a fantastic day.
Yes, we're cleaning that right now. So if you could give us a prayer this morning, I really appreciate that.
No problem, my honor. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come thanking you, God, for such a day as this. For this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we continue to thank you for giving us such an awesome task on Saturday mornings to get up and bring the good news. The good news is, Father God, that because you're with us, we're able to withstand anything and everything. And, Father, if you just allow us to give us a couple of moments and let the Holy Spirit flow through Dr. Fletcher. And, Father God, we thank you for Dr. Fletcher and her obedience, because obedience is better than sacrifice. We have been doing this now, Father God, and you know for 6 years, and we are so grateful that you chose us. You could have chosen anyone for this task, but you gave it to Dr. Fletcher and myself, and we are so honored to be used by you for your people. And because you are who you are, we praise you for who you are, not for what you can do or what you will do, but because you are God Almighty. And because you are God Almighty, you would have us to stand on the word, and the word is what gives us the faith to keep hold of everything that you have promised. And because you have promised, we will continue to just thank you in advance. And we thank you for this day. We thank you for the good news that's going to come forth in your son Jesus' name. We pray for Frida and her absence this morning, but we know she's with us in spirit. And all our listeners, one by one, name by name, we thank you for your commitment and listening to us for the last 6 years. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I tell you, good prayer. That's where we are this morning, you know, just grateful, grateful. And to the audience out there, you know, we just want you to know that if you just stick and stay, God's word has to manifest. It has to manifest. There's no way that God is going to say something that's not going to happen when you believe it. See, that's the key. And that's what we're going to continue to talk about today, Cynthia, is that, you know, if you believe it, nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it once you put faith on it. It's a done deal. God has to do it, whether it's right or wrong. That's why it rains on the just and the unjust. And it seems like sometimes the ones that what we think is unjust, because we don't know. How do we know? seems like they're the ones that's getting all the good, eating the good of the land, and we are not. That's not necessarily true, because we don't know a person's life. We don't know their conversations with God. We don't know their walk with God. We don't know, you know, their relationship. You can't judge a person's relationship with God with some of the things that you see on the outside that you may think that doesn't look right. And, you know, we got little measures. We got little points. If you do this, then you're out of relationship with God. If you do that, you're out of relationship with God, you know. But we still don't have the right to judge, and that's the point I'm trying to make. All we got to do is stay focused on ourselves, stay focused on what our relationship is with God, and try to grow that. Because if you start looking at somebody else and what they're doing and not doing, you're going to miss your own relationship with God, because you cannot have a loving relationship with God when you're out of love with other people, when you're judging other people, when you walk around with malice in your heart. We have to be very careful with that thin line. I was talking to a lady the other day, and she was telling me, she said, you know, Dr. Fletcher, she was dealing with something, and she went to the Lord on it, and the Lord told her, said, don't go back. You don't have to go back. And it wasn't like a husband-wife relationship. It was just that, you know, in any relationships, you know, you don't have to prove anything by going backwards. Go forward, you know, with the relationships. And if they move forward, fine. If they don't, it's okay, because everything has a journey and everything has an end. But, you know, sometimes people think you have to be in their presence in order to love them. You don't. You have to, you love them in your heart. You know, some people you may never see again in life, but you can ask for forgiveness. You can forgive. And you can love them in your heart. And that's something that will cleanse you, put you in right standing with God through the, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then you right back on track. Just stay focused on your journey. Stay focused on what God is asking you to do. And if you don't faint, if you don't doubt, I tell you, it will come to pass. It will come to pass when you move yourself out the way. Get out of the way and watch and see what God will do. And I'm saying that because we're living that. Cynthia and I both recognize some things right now that, you know, we've been sitting around waiting on and waiting and waiting and waiting and feel like maybe we were all in the way. But once we calm, at least me anyway, calm down and says, you know what, God, I don't know your plans. I don't know what you have for me to do. And I'm going to get out of the way because when he tells me something, I add my little twist to it. Well, when you add your twist to it, it's not God's plans anymore. It's your plans, because one word that you add to God's word changes the fullness of his word, because now it's something else. It means something totally different. It cannot mean the same if another word is added to it. It's like when he says, you know, Bessie, the platform in which you're going to work out of is Ezekiel 16:44. Well, Ezekiel 16:44 is, as is the mother, comma, so it's her daughter. And that's a period. Bam, that's it. Nothing else. He said, don't add anything else to it. Don't take nothing away, because it means what it says. And so I always say the comma, because the comma breaks it into two parts to let you know it's two coming together as one final statement, as is the mother, comma, so is her daughter, period. That's it. There's nothing else to add to it. And if you just think of the first part, as is the mother, who am I being? Who am I being? Second part. Because what am I doing in the first part is going to reflect in the second part, which is the door. Didn't write that down, didn't talk about it this morning. That's just something Holy Spirit wanted to share. That's for all of us. We've got to realize who we're being as mothers, because it will affect our daughters. And I'm a living proof. I look at my daughter, and I don't care. Whatever I've done, basically, career-wise, this, that, and the other. I look back at it, her career, her thinking, her mind. She's business-oriented. She's all about entrepreneurship. Just, you know, I could see a lot of me. And, of course, she's taken some things to a whole different level. That's the way it's supposed to be. And some things I've done she has not done, and hopefully she will not do. We don't want our daughter to do everything we do. That's why we have to be very careful and pray and ask God to take some of this stuff off of our plate so it will not, you know, filter down into the next generation and from one generation to the other. Good for the people that are just coming on, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie. I'm here at the roundtable this morning with mothers and daughters around the world. I said mothers and daughters around the world, it just accept those all through my spirit because I know that to be true. I was talking to a pastor last night, Pastor Fred, and Pastor Fred prophesied to me at the table when we were out to dinner and along with his congregation. And they said, well, I would say it's administrative staff. You know, the congregation is everybody. I didn't mean to say that. But it's administrative staff. And we were sitting there, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, he said, the Lord just told me that you are going to be set up in London. And I said to him, yes. Because God had already told me, so that's going to show you God will not tell somebody something that he has not put it on your heart. And so we were talking, and I'm just kind of going over some things because I'm looking at, I'm going to get a testimony in some way because this is what's just coming out. So take it for whatever it's worth to you. And so when I heard him say that, that's something that was in my belly for years and years and years, just sort of stood up, and I looked at him, and I thought, I know God told him that. And he's talking, and I'm saying to myself, I know God told him that. Because for years I had this spirit to go to London, to go to London, to go to London, to go to London. And finally when I went to London, I went and I stayed 3 weeks. I enjoyed it. I mean, just a 3-hour ride, train ride over to Paris. Didn't even go to Paris. You know, wanted to go to Paris in London. I thought, then, okay, that's it. I got to London. But it still didn't fulfill something that I felt in my belly. It still was like something else was still on the plate. And I never could put my hands on it until last night. And when he said that last night, it all kind of came together. That's why London was never settled in my spirit, even spending 3 weeks over there. It just didn't settle in my spirit that was it. And then I was telling the pastor, I said, Pastor Fred, I said, you know, that woke something up in me. It was just like with Jamaica. When I went to Jamaica the first time, I had this drawn spirit to go to Jamaica. It was something in Jamaica, something in Jamaica. When I got there, I thought, okay, that's it. But it wasn't until August that I had this experience in Jamaica with God on the mission trip that changed my life. And from that moment to this, my feet have not hit the ground. I'm telling you, it has just been an exciting ride, an exciting experience. God moved me into a whole different level of spirituality mentally. My mindset is not the same. My spirit is not the same. It was renewed in Jamaica. And I came back, I knew. And so with him saying that, I know we're going to London and that's going to be something done very quickly. Now, why am I telling you all of this? It's because these are part of the things that I knew was on my plate, a part of my journey, and I had to really settle down to get these messages. So what are we talking about today? A couple weeks we talked about mothers and daughters learning how to receive what they want. And now, last week we talked about mothers and daughters learning how to receive what you want. And then we're going to continue that talk today. And the reason we're going to do that, because given to me, let them know for it. I'm holding it. I'm holding their stuff. I'm holding their stuff. Tell them, Bessie, I'm holding their stuff. When they want it, all they got to do is ask me for it. And but they got to first believe I'm holding their stuff. I was listening to Pastor Kenneth Hagin as I was talking this weekend. And he was talking about, you know, receiving. And for those of you that don't know Pastor Hagin, you know, you can go to YouTube and look him up. He's my go-to person when it comes to faith. And got me hooked on Mark 11:23-24. And so, once you get that, it's like your whole world changed, because if you just study 22, 23, and 24, if you study that, if you just focus in on that for a period of time, life is going to change. Your mind is going to shift. Your mind is, and all of a sudden, you're going to think and you're going to hear things that maybe you wouldn't have heard or gotten the revelation from prior to. And I stress that you spend some time into that area of those Bible verses. But what he was saying was when he goes out into the churches, into the communities, or people that are coming to him, and they're thinking, Brother Hagin can heal me. No, Brother Hagin can't heal you. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that the healing takes place. But first, you have to believe that you receive, that you already have it, and that it was given to you from the beginning. Once you are saved and you receive salvation, then he said, in that package, and it just, it was like a click, you know, in that package, you will get a combination of things. Okay, say for instance, if you bought a computer, and when you bought the computer, you got the computer, the laptop. And then with the laptop comes what? You got to have the power cord. You know, there's certain accessories that come with it, or the laptop won't work at all. And if you don't have the power cord, you just have a piece of some of it's plastic and maybe a little metal somewhere, and you just got a unit that will do nothing. You can open it up, you can hit on it, you can try to type on it, and no light will come on. Nothing will happen until you put that power cord and you plug it up into electricity, and then all of a sudden, what? Now you have light, now you can operate, and you can use the laptop according to the will in which it was made. So when he was explaining about receiving, he was talking about when you receive salvation, in that salvation comes healing. In that salvation comes prosperity. And you don't have to worry about, can I get healing? You already have it. It came as a package deal. It came as a part of salvation. All you got to do is just claim it. Just like you claim salvation, you claim your healing as it already is. So that in itself, and I thought, Lord, you got me on talking about receiving. And, you know, Brother Hagin, I know, has many more years of ministry and much more experiences than I have. So we are all learning from other people, and it just clicking. The Lord was saying, that's it right there, Bessie. If they understand that I have their stuff, I did not send them to earth unequipped. But the world convinced them that they have to make it happen. And when they stop and surrender and realize they don't have to do anything, they were born rich. They were born with everything they could possibly think of. Think about that. Just think about it. Think if you were born as a child of the king as you know it. Because, see, when we look at God as the king, see, you don't see a physical body. And that's the uniqueness of it. You got to trust them through a spirit. But let's look at the king. And you see the physical person. And a lot of people know King David, King Solomon. Okay, let's look at them as a physical person. And now they have children. Do you know when that child is born, that child, servants, that child has exposure to anything that he or she wants? Because my daddy is the king. Never would dawn on them, not in one second, that if I told a servant to do this and they don't do it, my dad would have them locked up or killed. That's the kingdom that they were raised under. You know, you mess with King Solomon, King David's son, child. They wouldn't dare even mistreat those children because they realize this is the king's child. Now, if you just translate that and renew your mind to the point that you realize you are a child of the king. You don't have to ask anybody for anything. You go to your father. You go to the king. Request what you want. Receive it, believe it, and it shall come to pass. And see, the thing that I picked up on when Pastor Hagin was teaching this message is that, you know, healing, because it already is, it's an instant manifestation of healing. That's why some people are healed just like that. The doctor said, you won't make it. You got 24 hours. They realize, oh, no, no, no. I'm going to the Father. I'm going to the King. I got healing. I'm taking it. Boom. And the doctor don't know what happened. What? That's a miracle. Well, he or she just got what they already had. And that was the renewing of the mind to believe, God didn't make me to be sick. God didn't make me to die early. No. I'm going back. Okay, what is it? And I said, here it is right here. Here's your healing. Came to salvation. All the package deal. They're connected to each other. Now, where we sometimes, mothers, where we get a little tired is because what? Now we're looking at physical things. Physical things, when it's into this world, see, healing, salvation is a spiritual thing. And so, therefore, you are a spirit, and it's just an adjustment in your spirit through your renewing of your mind. Instantaneously adjustment. But when you're talking about receiving from the physical part of the world, then you receive it as soon as you say it, but the manifestation of it sometimes takes a process. Sometimes things may happen quicker than others. Are you ready to receive in the physical world? Will the physical thing that you're looking for take you farther away from God? You know, are you going to act like you got some sense? Or are you going to act like somebody crazy when you get the physical thing? See, these are the things that God already knows if you're ready to receive them. So sometimes he prepares you and gets you ready so when it does come, you will have some sense about it. You will not, in other words, forget him. So God is not going to do anything that's not going to take you away from him. So in my situation, I sometimes look at it and say, you know what, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Because God said, if I had allowed you, Bessie, to achieve the things that you wanted to achieve some years ago, you would have gone too far from the direction in which I wanted you to go. Because we were doing a lot of mother and daughter activities, a lot of mother and daughter programming and things of that nature. But his will for mothers and daughters was to be Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministry. And in 2011, he showed me, this is who you are. This is what I designed for you to be. It's not mother and daughter. Yes, you can do some programming. That's fine. But you are a ministry. That's what I designed you to do. Programming, little activities, it's not the front runner. That's just an attachment to your ministry. And once we got into Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministry after the crusade, then things started changing. Of course, you know, then you're being challenged, because when you really get on track and you see yourself with what God wants you to do, you're going to be challenged. You're going to be challenged in your mind. You're sure you want to do it. You're going to go through sometimes when you look at your physical and your finances and your car breaking down and this and that happening. You say, Lord, what did I do? It seemed like I was better off before I even decided to go this way. But that's the challenge. You're going to be tested to see if you're going to faint. And you won't faint if you relax. Submit yourself and allow yourself to flow with God, to flow with His will, to listen to what He's saying, to agree that you are here for one purpose, and your purpose is for God to get glory out of your life. And how does He do that? God wants to receive you. And then He wants to work through you so that He can help His other children. He needs our body. He made the body for His good, for His goodwill, for His purpose. He didn't make the body for us to just do whatever we want to do with it. It was designed for His goodwill so He could do His work here on this earth. Because other than that, the spirit has to have a body. And the spirit has to have a body, and God is a spirit, that He can do no work unless He come through a body. Once you receive the kingdom, He said, I will add the things to you. Now, why are you saying all this, Dr. Fletcher? Basically because I went through and are still traveling on the journey. But I noticed that receiving is becoming a lot less stressful now in my life. I'm seeing the manifestations of God showing up, seeing the people that God is sending into the ministry. I'm seeing His will being unfold right in front of my eyes, because He told me, be still, Bessie, and know that I'm God. Be still. Be still. He even had me to write the words down and went through every letter of the word. And sometimes we say those words, do we know what they mean? Write them down and ask God to show it to you. Be still. That's exactly what it says. Be still. Stop being so busy. And stop trying to do so much. I can't use you when you're using you. I have to yield to you, Bessie. I'm not going to overtake your will. I'm not going to force myself into your mind, into your body. But when you are still, I can do the work. And what does that mean? Being still is being still, not in your physical body, being still within your mental capacity, your mind. The body does what the mind says. God works through your mind. He's got to say to your mind, and the body will follow. So when you hear me talking about having conversations with God and talking to God and talking to God, you talk to God too. You know, it just depends on what kind of conversation you have. Are you begging? Are you begging God? Are you talking to God in thanksgiving? Are you complaining about somebody else? What is your conversation? See, the stillness It's a rest. When you rest and when you know that you know that you know that you're in peace, that's how you can still get a quiet place. Just be, you know, you're going to get paid for your service. You know, people don't want to hear that, but you're going to get paid for your service. You know, you listen, God ain't going to just use you up and you're not going to get paid. He's not that kind of a person. He's going to reward you. He said, I am the rewarder. What do you think the rewards are? I need you to go up to the mountains. I need you to help Pastor Fred. Yes, sir. The rewards will come. But when he asks you to do something, the challenge is going to come too. Sometimes you're not just going to walk on in because, see, the enemy's like, no. You know, he'll call seven people. Other devils say, look, he's going up there. I don't want to mix up with them. You know, that's a combination that's dangerous. You're going to be able to stop them. Okay, get on her. Don't let a car run. Don't let this. Don't let that. And I said, no, that's not going to happen. I'm going if I have to walk. Then you have to be determined no matter what happens. I have made my decision, and my decision will rule. And once you say that, I don't care what tries to happen. As in the end, it will work to your good, and you will receive what you say because you believed it in your heart, and no devil on this earth can stop it. The only person can stop you from receiving anything that you say and believe in your heart is you, because you changed your mind. And why? Because it came in the package of salvation. It came, you came, when you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, power and authority in his name to speak to anything, and it shall obey you. In his name, that's the key. Anything you ask the Father in my name, I will do it for you. See, if you just believe that, and it made it so simple. They said, you know, if you could just believe, mothers, just as much as the size of a mustard seed. I mean, you know, come on now. I used to look at a mustard seed. I used to have mustard seeds on my phone, everywhere around in my office, and I look at that thing, and I'm thinking, Lord, I know I got that much faith. But see, I was looking at the physical. So can we get caught up in the shenanigans of what people tell us? You know, we're looking at, oh, that's cute. No. Just a little faith. And Jesus already filled in the gap for what you might miss. But in his name, you have the power and authority to say to a thing, and it will obey you. So mothers and daughters, when you're talking about receiving, you want to receive, you want to receive, it's already yours. It's already yours. You don't have to worry about it. It's an idea. All you got to do is just say it, believe it. Go on as if you know that it is done. I used a demonstration one time, and I was telling you, I said, if you get up and they say it's going to storm and don't leave without your raincoat and your umbrella. If you do, you're going to be sorry. The woman said, I'm telling you, you better take it because around 11:30, the heavens are going to open up and it's going to just rain. And if you're going to lunch or out in the weather, you need to have your raincoat and you need to have your umbrella. And it's going to rain so much, you need probably take some boots. I'm telling you, you will pick up that raincoat. You will pick up that umbrella, you will look around for some boots or something. You said, well, maybe I should wear my boots instead of my heels today because the weatherman says it's going to rain like you wouldn't believe. See, you believe that. You believe that because you think he knows what he's talking about. God said to me, Bessie, if they just believed me, my children would not have to suffer. There would be no suffering on this earth if you believe that when you receive salvation, you got the total package, and it was tailor-made just for you. And in that package, he told you, 3 John, He said, what? Beloved above all things. When you say above all things, that's the elements. That's everything that you can think of. All is all. Above all things. He wished that you have health, that you are prosperous, even as your soul prospers. Now, mothers, when you get that and you teach that to your daughters, and daughters, when you get that and you teach that to your daughters, I'm telling you, the generations are going to change. The world is going to change. Things are going to happen, and God's word is going to manifest. You'll see babies being born, and they are going to be just new creatures in Christ. They're going to start off knowing that they know who they are. Because the grandmother was saved, and she understood she had the package. And then she says, I'm going to give this inheritance to my daughter. And the daughter is saved, and she has the package. You see? And then the daughter says, you know, I'm going to give this inheritance to my daughter. So now the granddaughter of the grandmother is saved, and she has that package. There's nothing else that you have to do other than that. Your daughter, the word of God, what comes in the package with salvation, and to believe that what is in that package will manifest anything that you need according to the will of God. Now, can you see that picture? If you just can see that picture, and I just took you three generations, just three generations, mother, daughter, granddaughter. Starts with the grandmother, and the daughter gets it, and the granddaughter gets it. That's three generations. Don't you think that that granddaughter is going to remember? I remember when my grandmother used to. I remember when my grandmother used to. So this is a message for grandmothers out there. Grandmothers, no matter where you are, you have an important role. You have an important role. You can speak life to those babies when they're born. You can touch them, the women. And that's my take. That's what it is. When it comes to mothers and daughters, to receive what you want. Simply one element, say it, believe it, walk away from it, knowing that it's done, and your words create your thoughts, and your thoughts create your visions, and your visions create reality. So if you don't like where you are, look at the words that you're saying. The words from your mouth, God.
Dr. Fletcher?
How you doing?
I'm good. You were breaking up quite a bit. I text you, but, again, you stated that you can't really get this until we're off the air. So I'm hoping our audience is hearing us. I heard quite a bit, but you're also breaking up quite a bit. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you. I'm sorry about that. I'm up in this room. Time to go in and out. Sorry about that.
That's okay. There's some things we have no control over. But I did want to comment on the gospel principles. Faith is a principle of actions and power that motivates, that should motivate us on a day-to-day. And that's in Hebrews 11:1. And that's why it works for the just and the unjust alike, because people who have not claimed Christ yet, they still have a measure of faith, because God has given every man a measure of faith. And so when they're believing and walking in the, what they believe God has given them the gift to have and to do, they receive just like those who believe receive. But oftentimes it appears that those who have not returned unto Christ believe more than we believe. We say we believe, but then we worry, we spin our wheels, we keep spinning our wheels, and not really walking in that mindset that you're talking about this morning. Nor, if you think about, there's a couple of Bible characters I just want to throw out there. Noah built an ark for his family and saved his family in Hebrews 11:7. Moses parted the Red Sea, Hebrews 11:29, and Elijah called down fire from heaven, 1 Kings 18:17-40. And so if they did not believe that they can do these things, they would not have listened to the Holy Spirit to move and to do what God has purposed in their hearts. It's all about the principles of God, and God, there are principles that we must simply hold on to if we're going to have what God would have us to have. And so we can make a whole bunch of judgments if we want on the people who have. But, you know, I was struggling with that for a minute. Back, I think it must have been in 2010. I was so desperate for the move of God in my life, and I was complaining about what I see, about what my brothers have, and how hard I was working. But you see, they're walking in what they believe that works for them. And I'm constantly spinning, thinking I got to work harder. No, I just got to walk in what God will have me to walk in and have faith that that's what's going to work, because what they do, no matter how bad or good I put on it, they are good at it. And so when mm-hmm. you walk in the gift that God has given you, management, that's their gift. They manage well what they do. I don't need to get into it, and the audience don't need to know what they do, but they are good at what they do. And so when mm-hmm. we get in the habit of walking in that gift that God has given us, and to stop being all over the place and do the gift that he's, because he's put our gift in our hands, that talent that he has given us, that's our gift. And when we don't walk in the gift he's given us, we work hard and we spin. We constantly spin, and we're all over the place instead of walking in that thing that he has given us to do for him and his people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As we carefully study the scripture, we learn that faith is a strong belief of truth within our souls. We have it all, like you said, that motivates us to do the good. This causes us to ask, in whom shall I have faith? We got to have faith in what God has put in us already. And if we all over the place because we think we want to do this, or we think we want to do that, and we're going to do it our way and not God's way, here, let you do you, boo. And we'll be spinning.
You know, and that's the danger of television in a lot of cases. Because in television, you know, people don't realize there's a lot of subliminal messages that are in there. I was looking at something on YouTube, I think it was last week. And I was, you know me, I want to study something. I go to YouTube and I'm looking it up. I'm all on the internet. And all of a sudden, this was this piece on there, and they were talking about how they put in, I take that back. That wasn't YouTube. This was a television program. I'm sorry. How they still, when you go to the movies, they would put this popcorn thing. Boom. It was an image of popcorn. And all of a sudden, you know, a person would get this urge to want popcorn. And they would get up and go get popcorn. And the guy was saying, are they still doing that? Well, you know, they banned that, but who's to say they're not doing it? See, there's something about the mind. It doesn't have to linger. It's just a quick flash. It's like if you see something you want, it's a quick flash. It's not a two-day movie. It's not even 30 seconds. It's just chow. Once it does that, the mind is so quick, it grabs hold to it and it rips your brain and the message, and you think, wow, that's what I want. So we can get so caught up with looking at other people's lives that we think, oh, that's what I want. That's who I want to be. And then we become copycats. I want to be like that person. Well, Lord, why is that person getting so much more than me? And why is that person always seem like doing better than me? And they don't even live a good life. You know, we always think we're living a better life than anybody else. So, so now you're measuring. So with all of that measuring, that's the enemy's little scheme to get you completely off track. Because now you're not focusing on what God has sent you here to do. You're just going to miss your whole journey simply by trying to emulate somebody else's journey. And that's not your assignment.
Absolutely, and, Dr. Fletcher.
But I'm telling you, everybody wearing the same hairdo. You notice if it's a bob come out, everybody thinks the bob is for them. If it's stretch pants, everybody thinks stretch pants for them. If it's the latest whatever, shoes, oh, they see those, somebody, I got to have those. Your body's not equipped for it. You know, certain things I just don't wear. First of all, I'm short, and by being shorter, you know, even with my 3-inch heels, there's certain clothes that I can't wear. And you can't
emulate
everything.
And you know, we bought into absolutely, Dr. Fletcher. You know, we bought into that line a long time ago, one size fit all. Uh-uh, boo. That is so far from the truth.
And I mean, people, it had that one size fit all. I mean, just the thought of the words. Listen to the word. One size fit all. What is all? All is all. Now, come on now. But people bought it.
Absolutely, because everybody wants what they think they see. And like you said, mm-hmm. it's such a quick thing that captures your attention, and it puts you talked about vision. It puts a vision before you, and you think you want it. You don't even really want it, because when you get it, you're really not that happy that you got it, because it don't really look that good on you. But because you bought into the lie, you got to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that a long time ago. Mm-mm. That one size fit all, what looks good on you, it looks good on you. I look a hot mess. Mm-mm. I ain't wearing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, and Cynthia, we could go beyond that too, because when we're talking about, and this is one of the discussions last night at the table with the pastor and his staff, he was talking about the ministry. You know, he said, there's got to be a change, Doc, in the ministry. He said, because the head is not well. The head is sick. See, ministry has gotten it, and this is a man that's been in ministry for years and years and years and years. And he said, ministry has gotten to the point now that it is a copycat. Ministers are not focusing on the people. They're not focusing on how can I help the people without a gain. And he said, we've got to change that. Some healing has got to come into the heart of the ministry. And when I was sitting there listening to him talking, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, yeah, because everybody wants to be Creflo. Everybody wants to be T.D. Jakes. Everybody wants to be Oprah. Everybody wants to be, they already got that job. Those jobs are already assigned according to them. You are not going to be them. Some people would tell me, You need to get in contact with Oprah. You need to connect with Oprah. For what? Oprah is Oprah, doing a great job. But I'm Bessie, and God has my journey. And whatever it is, it's going to be fulfilling according to his will. So I don't get caught up with what somebody else is doing.
And when we get that, Dr. Fletcher, we all going to be doing what God has called us to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get that first.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, unfortunately, don't have that. They have not understand. Nobody can beat Oprah doing Oprah. Nobody can beat T.D. Jakes doing T.D. Jakes. Because when you try to do it, because you can emulate, but you will never duplicate what God has called somebody else to do. And that's what people need to get. Thank you for allowing me this year.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, something has happened because I'm in the mountains here, something is happening to the computer. My computer switchboard is gone, but at least you can still hear me. I can't operate the switchboard, so I'll say to the audience out there, I can't get to you to get your comments because my switchboard, it just completely went to configuration. So I don't know what that's about, but you can hear me, right, Cynthia?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
So I'm assuming that the audience can still hear me. This is I've never had this done. But, of course, you know, up in the mountains, anything can happen. Well, I just want to say thank you and for all that is going on, Cynthia. And, you know, I can't wait to the end of the month. There's so many things that are coming to pass. You're here with us in spirit. I truly appreciate it. God is moving. I'm just going to say to the mothers and daughters out there, whatever you have asked God for that you know is right and loving, because you know God is not going to do anything if you ask him to do something to Dr. Bessie. He's not going to do that. But if it's right and loving and you are in order, you will receive. And a lot of times, that's another thing, Cynthia. I want to say this before we leave. Let me see what time is it. I have to look at my phone here because I don't have my switchboard. But
we have a couple
of
minutes.
We have to be in order. Yeah, we have to be in order. Things are not going to just happen because you, I'm believing, or you just saying the same statement over and over and over. I believe I receive. I believe I receive. When you're running around doing some crazy stuff at night or in the when you're doing your little whatever and thinking that you're going to receive, God don't do mess. He don't do mess, and you can't fool him because he knows. So when you're crying out saying, why this is not working, you know, we have got to allow the cleanup and stay in front of God. We got to stay in front of God. And I found that I just have to I found my own little spot, and I said, Lord, I am not going to leave here without my work undone. And if I have to isolate myself from everybody and just me and you, I don't want to leave here until I've done what you asked me to do. And I'm not getting younger. We're not getting younger. So you can play this game until you're 75 if you want to. That's up to you. But I made a decision. I surrender all to you, God, and that's all of me. And I prayed, clean me up, get me right, because I know you got to have a pure heart in order for you to use me. And that's where I am. And I'm not changing that. I'm going to get what he told me that he wants me to have, and I'll be what he needs me to be so that he can get some glory out of me before I leave here. Now, that's where I'm looking at it. And I can
and you
see
know,
it. It's now open in front of our face right now. Go ahead,
and
I'm
you
sorry.
Know, Dr. Fletcher, you know, that is huge. You know, you got to give us a whole bunch of stuff. But he will not get the glory out of your mess unless you have decided what you just said. You got to be, because none of it means anything aside from him. Nothing
right.
You have, nothing you can do has an impact on this world unless you're doing it for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, otherwise, I mean, you made something, you made a dress, and you sat down and you stitched it out and you designed it the way you want to. You made it for what? For your glory. You made it because you wanted to look good. You made it because you know people were going to enjoy seeing you in it. You made it for your purpose. If that dress splits, then it cannot serve you. So we have to understand we were made for a purpose. And the purpose was not to come and do what you want to do. And the good thing about it, Cynthia, this is what is the kicker. It's the fact that once you align yourself with God, you got more pleasure, more peace, more joy than you can even imagine.
And that's even in the wait, Dr. Fletcher. When we are consistently just waiting for God to move in our lives, when we learn to do just what you just said, Dr. Fletcher, do it unto him, then it is no issue in waiting.
Nope. Yeah, no,
because
no, no,
you
no,
have
no.
the right mindset. You have the mindset of Christ. knowing that you were sent here to do the Father's will, not your will.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was driving up, I said, as I was driving up and I was looking at the mountains and looking at God, I said, look at you, God. Just look at you. And I just said, Lord, thank you. Thank you to give me an opportunity to be used by you. You know, you using me. What a great opportunity this weekend. And to me, it's just joy because, you know, I like meeting people, and now you get to go, you get to travel. And I'm thinking, thank you, God. It doesn't get any better than this. So if you just be still, you get to do what you do, and we all designed to do what we do, you know? Well, I'm going to get dressed, and audience, I'm so sorry I could not get to you. The switchboard just went on out to do what it's doing, and I know you said I'm going in and out too, Cynthia, but I did not want to miss the program this morning. I wanted us to get on to give thanks to God. Thank him for the opportunity because it is worthy to be praised. This is an opportunity of our lifetime for us. And I'll talk to you later on today and give you some results later on this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Dr. Fletcher. Thank you for allowing me to share throughout the radio show this morning. And you came across very strong towards the end by the time you brought me on, so you have not cut out since then. I'm sure our audience heard this conversation. And audience, I just plead with you to just go before the Father and have faith in what he has told you, because he ain't going to tell nobody nothing unless he's told you first about you and what it is
Amen.
That you are supposed to be doing for him. Thank you, Dr.
Amen.
Fletcher.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later on today. Thank you, audience. I can't do the out music, but I'm just going to say goodbye. We'll talk to you next Saturday. We'll give you some updates on God and the receiving and the manifestation of his word. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you all later. Bye-bye.